Shut up!
Greetings, Pokemon Crossroads. I am your host and the Lord of Awesome, Zyaku X.
And I am Suicune's Fire, the monkey in the tree.
Lol.
That was a tribute to your wishes for last week.
This is to my my bloopers. Always listen to the bloopers, people. You find much more entertaining things. There was really something I wanted to get off my chest right at the beginning of this, but I cannot remember what it was.
Was it about anything we were going to discuss?
No. It was completely irrelevant and different.
Okay.
Let's just get on with the first thing, which is the Pokemon Origins Special.
Alrighty.
Which hasn't happened in America or Australia or anywhere else yet, just in Japan. And photos, miniature clips, everything has just circulated the internet. I believe, depending on where you are, where you are in the world, there was a live stream happening on the internet where you could watch it during its air date in Japan. However, I got 30 minutes to airtime and I passed out.
Yes, I did hear that it was at some random time. Your time, like 3 a.m. or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like 3 a.m. And
it
aired at 7 p.m. in Japan.
Oh, okay. See, I just completely forgot about it, so I didn't even end up watching it because of that.
You were probably out living your life, which is okay.
Probably.
Anyway, pictures and images circulated of Mega Charizard X, and I think Mega Charizard X is fantastic. I love it. It is nice to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a dragon.
Woo!
They finally made it a dragon type.
Yes, they did.
However, by making it a dragon type, you give it two new weaknesses, but also take two weaknesses away. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, you get ground and dragon weakness, but you lose electricity and rock, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is rock super effective to fire?
Yeah, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. It is.
Okay, then it keeps it super effective weakness to rock.
Except I don't think so, because dragon would probably cancel that out.
No, I think it does neutral damage to dragons.
Are you sure?
Mega Charizard X loses its weaknesses to electric and water. Retains its weaknesses to rock. It retains its weakness to rock. And gains the weakness of ground and dragon. So, for me, I think Mega Charizard Y is better than Mega Charizard X. In the sense that it can battle, like, it doesn't have as many weaknesses.
Yeah.
It has, what? Three weaknesses?
Okay.
While Mega Charizard X has four. So.
Wow. Okay.
Four,
yeah,
or five.
Fair enough.
I can't keep count. I'm dumb. Yeah.
Well, yes. For me, I have no idea which one I like more. I actually like the design of Mega Charizard X more. I don't like the weird flame things coming out of its mouth. I think it could do without that. I also don't like the color change. I mean, it would look awesome if it was a standalone Pokemon, but because it's a Charizard, it's just kind of weird. Shiny Charizard is supposed to be black, not a regular Mega one.
Well, yeah,
I think the shape is more traditional. Like, it looks more like a Charizard shape than Mega Charizard Y. Even just down to the shape of the legs. I don't know why, but... And maybe the position it's standing in. One other thing that I found weird. The fact that they made it a dragon type, but changed the wings to look more like feathers than actual skin. is really weird. I think that was a bit of a random change because it makes it look less dragon-like and more flying-like, and yet, you know, it changes types. So
yeah. the thing that really bothers me about Charizard X is that they put it in the Pokemon Origins special.
Yes.
You know, for me, it's like Pokemon Origins should have been about, you know, red, blue, green, yellow.
Definitely. Well,
yellow was more based on the anime, but, you know, red, blue, green.
Yeah.
You know, Mega Charizard X wasn't a thing in red and blue. I do not recall being able to Mega Evolve my Charizard into this big, black, flaming beast.
No, I do not recall it either. In fact, Shinies didn't even exist back then.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah, so, but I think this is a definite... Okay, guys, we're never going back. You have to get used to that. This is the new old. So I don't think they were ever going to do an actual original series. It was always going to be mix the old with the new and let's move forward, guys.
But that's disappointing.
Which is fair enough, but it is disappointing for the older fans, but no one's going to care about that because apparently we don't matter anymore and they just like to introduce new stuff and hope that we like it.
And like I said, I like it. I just don't appreciate it being in something called Origins when it's not original.
It feels a bit like a lie.
Yeah. It's like a... What did I say? I said it somewhere. I was like, oh, it's on Facebook. I was like...
Yeah, I saw that.
Here, everybody, here's something nostalgic. Be happy. Lol, JK, we're going to throw in some X and Y things.
Exactly. So... A little bit strange.
I still want to see the Pokemon Origins when it gets English dubbed.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that they're cutting it into four parts instead of just making it the 2-hour special that it should be.
Better yet, like, why isn't it just a whole series? I'm pretty sure everyone would like that more than they like Ash and his series.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, nobody likes a person who loses all the time. You know, we can't all have somebody who's like Corey.
Corey.
Actually, I stand corrected on that one. Corey wins battles.
Yeah.
Quinn
yeah,
does
does
not.
Oh.
Quinn is our Ash.
Hey, Quinn is cooler than Ash is.
If you say so.
Yeah, I do say so.
I don't. But,
well...
Speaking of Mega Charizard X, have you noticed that X is getting their own versions of Mega Pokemon? Like,
yeah.
Mega
What's
Mewtwo
with that?
X, Mega Charizard X. Apparently, they're not going to be the only ones.
No, well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Like,
I mean, it would kind
of be
wrong if they were the only ones.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure X is going to have their own versions of the Mega Evolutions, which I really hope
oh
they stop
gosh.
Looking as cool as Charizard and, well, Mewtwo X kind of weirds me out. I like Wise a whole lot more.
Yeah, but, Mewtwo X is a bit strange. At least it kind of retains its old form, though.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
Keeps that classic Mewtwo feel.
Yeah.
But
I like how they did that, though. They kind of introduced it to us to make it seem like, you know, it was just going to be for Mewtwo, because Mewtwo is a special Pokemon. And then they're like, lol, Charizard X. And we're like, whoa, wait a second. And then it's kind of like, well, if they've done it for Charizard, they're going to have to do it for Blastoise and Venusaur. So what other Pokemon are they going to do it for? I'm guessing all these other
probably
ones.
Probably every single Mega Evolution Pokemon that's going to exist will probably have an X version and a Y version.
Exactly.
And from what I understand... And I don't know if this is all entirely true, but every X version is going to be like that weird, different, mutated look.
Yeah.
While ours kind of keeps closer to the original.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you don't know, man. Mega Blastoise X might be, you know, 5 cannons and, like, spikes coming out everywhere. I don't know.
And be green and
be like,
red something.
Well, see, shiny is purple, right?
Oh, yeah, it is too. And it has a green shell.
Yeah. Although I doubt it really will be, because I think they were just having a field day with Mega Charizard X. They're like, dude, we're gonna pimp this thing out and it's gonna be badass.
Yeah. You know,
it's got blue fire, which is a whole lot hotter than orange fire. So
Yeah. It is true, isn't it? Oh dear.
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm really hoping that maybe you can trade like the stones, like there's an X stone and a Y stone, you can just trade them over
Yeah.
Get the respective, you know, mega evolution.
Yeah, rather than have them
you're on.
Rather than have them specific. I would think that they would be able to be at least tradable if the stones maybe only, like, if they're maybe the same stone, but they only work, you know, to create Mega Charizard X and X. And then if you trade over it, it becomes a Charizard Y Mega Evolution stone thing. Then maybe, like, even if that has to happen, then maybe you can actually trade the Pokemon and they'll stay the same. But I guess we won't know until the game.
I don't plan on getting Charizard anyways, so...
Yeah.
I really hope that Mega Venusaur X looks a whole lot dumber than Mega Venusaur Y. Although
how could it
I
look a whole
really
lot dumber?
Kinda doubt it, because Mega Venusaur Y looks a little hurt-der.
A lot hurt-der.
Let's throw a flower on its head called Mega. Okay.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah,
Really curious what Mega Blastoise looks like in that case.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited to see which one happens.
Yeah. And see if it still has the little goatee.
I love his little goatee. It makes him a man.
Also, Caleb, that means that Mega Blaziken will probably have another form. So you're going to have to draw another Mega Blaziken holding another Doublade. And it'll be the X edition.
I'm really not going to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I drew Mega Absol yesterday, and I'm just kind of like, eh.
Yeah, that's the end of it.
I'm not going to draw Mega Absol X.
Yeah. The thing is, they're going to have really long titles. You're going to have to say, oh, Mega Charizard X, Mega Charizard Y. I don't know. For some reason, that's just too much of a mouthful.
It's kind of like Charizard. I would just shorten it to Charizard X, Charizard Y. People
would
get the gist.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, I mean, Charizard itself is going to look the same in both games. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that it's an option. Like, you can take that stone off of Charizard and it's just Charizard. You know, you don't have to make it Mega Evolve every time.
Yeah, I'm glad that they didn't force it. That would have been a really bad decision.
Exactly. Mm. Now, our good pal... Okay, your good pal, Corey, has been excessively posting leaks from early released versions of X and Y.
Or just X, in this case.
Just X? Okay.
Yes, I believe so.
I guess we can discuss a few of these things. You know, it's pretty certain that most of these are actually real. So...
Yep, I would say so.
Have you seen the Mega Evolutions for all the third, like the third stage starters?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Give me your thoughts on Chestnut.
I shall, Caleb. I shall indeed. Well, I think the Chestnut is kind of cool, actually. I really like the big tank, bulky kind of look, and it has those massive spikes coming out of its shell and those long arms and stuff. I think it actually looks a little bit... It kind of looks a little bit out of place in comparison to Chespin and Quilladin. Because even just the color scheme. I mean, the other ones were mainly brown and green. And this one looks like, in this picture, it's mostly cream or white or something. Has a bit of green, has a little bit of brown... And the face is totally different. The whole build is totally different. I mean, not like that's unheard of. I mean, Dragonair to Dragonite, Remoraid to Octillery. We all know that Pokemon can change, but it does look a little bit too different. All in all, though, I think it looks pretty cool. I don't know if I'll get Chespin, though. Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
As far as Chestnut, when I first saw that thing, I was like, it better be a Steel or a Rock type to... go with that grass.
Yeah,
it's a fighting type.
Yeah. I think that's kind of It doesn't really suit it. Wow, so much weakness to flying types.
Yeah, times four. Yeah. But yeah, I was a little disappointed that it wasn't like a rock steel type because that huge shell with the spikes. But I kind of dig him because, you know, I didn't expect that to come out of that little ball of, you know,
yeah,
whatever the heck.
Ball of grass pignite.
Basically, grass pignite. Yeah. You see, yeah. Pignite became Embor, and that made sense. You know.
Yeah.
Quilladin turning into Chestnut just kind of way out, like what?
Yeah.
Left field. Hello.
Yeah. It kind of looks like it just grew limbs and like detached them from its round body and then kept half its round body and made it into a shell. That's what I'm thinking.
So the fire type name escapes me.
Yes, Delphox. Delphox? Yeah?
Okay, Delphox? Yeah. Alright, yeah. Okay. what do you think about Delphox?
I don't like it. I think I did really like Fennekin and Brazen, but I'm not a fan of Delphox. I don't like the big dress. It looks really clumsy, and it looks like suddenly this cute fox and then this awesome, like, witch doctor fox has suddenly put on this dress and just ruined it for everybody. I don't know why. I just think it looks a bit silly. And it could have looked way cooler. If it looked a little bit more, like, fox-like and a little bit less like, you know, a fairy in a dress, it would be better. But, hey.
Well, I mean, I think they were going for, like, some sort of fire mage type deal because it is a fire psychic type.
Yes, exactly. I just think that they could have done it better.
I love fire psychic types. Man, you know, get me on Victini for hours.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I like the concept of Delphox.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I can't see myself using it because it looks so ridiculous.
Yeah.
However, I do feel like it'll be pretty formidable considering, like, it's got, like, both of its types are both of, you know, Chespin's weaknesses.
Yeah. That kind of sucks for Chespin. Seriously, if you pick Chespin, you're going to have a hard time going up against your rival. However, although, not really, because you'll have other Pokemon in your team.
It's like, however, if somebody picks the Fennekin, they're going to have a hard time with my starter.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm picking Froakie.
Dark and water. I wonder if they purposely did that. Just all the weaknesses.
Because fighting beats dark, so...
Wow, I'm just realizing this now.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think it's great, because now you have, a dark water type that doesn't... Well, it's a ninja, dude.
Yeah.
It's a ninja frog. Come on.
Yeah.
What's his name? Greninja?
Greninja, yeah.
I think that is the coolest thing, man.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely getting a Froakie.
I even dig the pink scarf, man. Like, that's my thing.
The pink scarf. That's awesome.
Like, I am stoked to get Froakie, man. It made me so happy. Like, I love... In their own respects, I love all three final evolutions.
Yeah.
Aesthetically, I think they could have done something different with Delphox.
Yeah, and maybe... Oh, no, actually. I was going to say maybe Chestnut as well, but not really. I kind of like the way it
is. Chestnut's pretty good. I mean, you know, that thing's a tank, and it's terrifying. Yeah. I would not want to meet that thing in a dark alley. It hurts me.
No, not at all.
Yeah. I think they did okay with Chestnut, but Delphox is eh. And Greninja is just, Like, my Caleb happies are all over the place when I see that thing.
Totally. Yeah, I think it turned out really well. I mean, I saw depictions of what Greninja would have looked like. Of course, no one knew its name back then. But, that cloud thing that was previously Froggy Deer's scarf became like a mustache and a beard and all these other things. And I'm looking at them going, I really hope it doesn't look like this. Yeah, and it doesn't, so I'm good. I'm glad.
I remember seeing like really funny pictures of like this big bloated bearded frog thing. And I was like, whoa, I really hope that doesn't turn out that way. And then I saw Frogadier and I was like, okay, this has got to be, you know, it's going to turn into something really wicked. And then Corey showed us that one picture of Greninja where it was kind of like a taller, more dark version of Frogadier.
Yeah,
with like more points
that.
And stuff. Yeah. I really dug that, even though that's not what Greninja looks like.
Yeah.
I like the way Greninja looks now, too. But I'm just saying, like, that was a really cool version.
Mm.
And I've been Team Froakie since Frogadier came out. Like, after that happened, I was like, okay, I know where I'm going. I'm going with Froakie.
Yeah.
And this will be the second time I have gone without choosing the grass-type starter right off the bat.
Really?
Yeah.
That was your first choice all the other times?
Yeah. Every other time it was the grass-type starter. It was Bulbasaur. It was not Chikorita. It was Totodile.
Okay.
It was Treecko. It was Turtwig. And it was Snivy.
Wow. There you go.
But, I mean, I have done like, except for Black and Black 2, I have started over and I have played with the other starters.
Yeah.
Black and Black 2, I had all of the starters, so I could just choose whoever I wanted to and run with it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm I'm excited for Froakie, because...
Definitely.
You know.
Greninja is the bomb.
Yeah, man. A frog ninja.
Yeah, man.
You want a frog ninja.
Exactly. Okay? It's
I don't
really
know a single
cool.
person who hates frogs, and I don't know a single person who hates ninjas. This is both of those things put together. I do not know what I'm going to name that guy, though.
Yeah. Something ninja-y. Also, I'd just like to say, as part of all the leaks that Corey has been posting, there's an apparent mega evolution of an Aerodactyl and Gengar, and they both look really strange.
I actually kind of dig the Aerodactyl one, dude. I dig the black spikes
from
Abbott.
Yeah, I think it makes it look rockier, but the Gengar one makes it look a little bit like a Gigalith. It just, in that, you know, it looks like it's kind of digging into the ground with these big arm things and the tail thing at the back. Unless that's, like, supposed to be it sinking half into the ground, but I'm not sure.
I don't know, but I think it looks a little bit like a badass, so...
Yeah.
I dig it regardless.
Is that a third eye as
well? I believe so, yeah.
Or is it a Hindu dot?
Well, Love. I'm not gonna be bothered to look at it, but last time I remember seeing it, it was definitely an eye, or at least I thought it was.
Yeah. Looks a bit like an eye. There have been other reveals as well, such as a Flabebe evolution, which is called Fluet.
Like, there's a new Flabebe evolution.
Yeah. Well, I just had to say it in that way. And I actually think it looks pretty cool. I'm enjoying it. I like it much more than Flabebe. That's it. So that'll be kind of interesting to see all these other evolutions. There are a couple more, but if you really want to go see them, then you can go to the Pokemon X and Y section under Pokemon Discussions in the forum and see for yourself. And yes,
see for yourself all of the little spoilers that Corey fangirlishly posts everywhere.
I'm looking at the, we might include a link to this picture in the post where the podcast is posted, but yeah, I'm looking at the one that you mentioned just before, the fan depiction of, what is now Greninja, the duck kind of thing with a big fluffy chest. It looks really awesome, and this version of Delphox looks really awesome, and I'm really sad that Delphox did not turn out like this, because it is so cool and amazing, and instead it got a dress and it just looks funny. I mean, it's not the dress that annoys me. I mean, I love Gardevoir and Curlia and, you know, Pokemon like that, but I don't know, it just didn't seem to work the way they did it. Makes it look extremely tall as well. Like, I'd expect it to hit the ceiling if it walked in my house.
Yeah. Well, your family must be pretty short, then.
Nah, just me.
Just you. Okay, well, yeah. Don't worry about that. Well, yeah, we can post up pictures, fan art, all of that.
Yeah.
Links to the fan art. Oh, and show. We can even put that stuff on the Tumblr.
Yeah.
Because cool. I really need to get that thing a little more active. I mean, I made some posts today.
Yeah.
Featuring my Mega Absol.
Nice.
Your, the Vengeance one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The Luxier picture.
Yeah.
Mm. Awesome.
And,
thanks.
I mean, I do love promoting things. So, ask Xanthi or myself if you want something promoted. And we will gladly talk about it on the podcast.
Yes, we will. It's true.
Pause. All right, so it's time for our poll this week. I know you guys haven't really been doing it, but we're going to keep
not
trying.
Not even I did it.
It's like, yeah, we're going to keep trying because we don't give up. All right. So this week, I'm going to let Xanthi do it.
All right. Today's poll. Wait, no. This week's poll will be, based on the recent leaks, which starter do you think you're going to choose? Because the final evolutions have been revealed in the dark. And yes, that was really bad.
You can try again. Go ahead.
I don't know what else to say.
Just.
Yes, okay. All right.
You want me to say
no,
it?
No, I'll
for
do
it.
I'll do it. No.
What?
No, I'll do it. No.
Go.
This week's poll for the podcast will be, based on the recent leaks of Pokemon X and Y, which starter will you be choosing? Because, as we know, Delphox, Greninja, and Chestnut have all been revealed. And we are wondering, has your choice changed upon seeing the evolutions? Or have you stuck by the same Pokemon? We would like to know. Please vote in the poll. It would make us very happy.
Very happy. And please ask us questions. You can ask us any question. Literally any
anything.
Question. We
anything.
Will answer it. You will hear us answer these questions.
It doesn't even have to be related to the podcast. I mean, preferably it should be, but it doesn't have to be. Just
no,
anything.
Actually, preferably, like, even for me, preferably, I don't care.
Exactly.
Please just ask us questions, even if they're personal. Okay, there are certain boundaries and, you know, things that you just shouldn't cross, but, you know, general questions are okay. You know, hey, what's your favorite color? What kind of books do you read? What's your favorite movie genre? Things like that. I don't mind any of that. I mean, if you ask me, what is the most embarrassing thing that's, okay, maybe that's fine too, but like, okay, who is the person you shared your first kiss with? You don't want... I'm not going to answer that question. It's private, you know?
Mm.
Things like that and anything more.
Anything that you think isn't really suitable for the forum or anything you think that isn't suitable for us to answer based on our privacy or anything like that.
Yeah, like so, anything incredibly private. Just don't ask it. Just, you know, general questions. Some can be a little on the edge. I don't mind that either. But, like, just don't cross that border. You know, don't cross that line.
Yeah.
And we'll be okay with it.
Exactly. So ask away, people.
Xanthi.
Yes, Caleb.
Do you have any plugs?
Well, I posted a story recently on Pokemon Crossroads called The Arena, which is actually what that Luxio art was for. I'm not going to be like, go read my story, guys, but
go read my story, guys.
Exactly. Yeah, mainly just, you know, it would be awesome if someone did read it, but, you know, it's kind of long. It's nearly 10,000 words, and it's only one chapter, so whatever. If you just feel like reading something, then go read it. And if you do read it, then tell me. And then I'll be like, cool, you read it. And then we'll have a party, and everyone will be happy.
It's one chapter and 10,000 words.
Yeah. Usually my chapters are around 10,000 words.
Well, I don't actually know how big my chapters are. I mean, I know, like, with URPG, I would write, you know, little short stories for things like Magikarp and stuff. But
yeah.
I did work on a story that would catch me Magikarp t- Tyranitar, and Porygon Z.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got about halfway through it and I gave up. So.
Okay, love. I thought you meant you'd actually succeeded, because that would have been awesome.
No, but that was still a lot of characters and a lot of words.
Yeah.
You know, because I needed roughly 500,000 characters.
Air.
So, I mean, that's a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, is that your only plug?
So far, yeah. That's pretty much it.
Okay, well, I will promote the Tumblr, because everybody needs Tumblr.
Except me, who doesn't have it, lol.
Well, get one. No.
Yes, sir.
There is a new PXR Showdown Tournament. It is called the PXR Showdown Tournament Babies Edition. Your team must consist of at least 4 babies. You may have up to 6 babies. The tournament will be contested under overused rules. You are allowed up to 2 primary stage Pokemon. These Pokemon cannot be a starter. They must be small and cute. They must evolve twice. Exceptions to the evolution rule are Nosepass, Snubbull, Castform, Shuppet, Snowrunt, Teddy Ursa, Meowth, Pachirisu, Emolga, Phanpy, Unknown, Spinda, Dwebble, Baneary, Sentret, Hoothoot, Ledyba, Drillbur, Rufflet, Scorupi, Corphish, Chinchou, Wooper, and Gulpin. There are certainly more Pokemon that have one stage that are small and cute. However, I don't care. Those are your restrictions. The tournament is already underway. It started Friday. The tournament will be up after the tournament concludes. So, keep an eye out. You can find it on the Pokemon Showdown Hub.
Hasn't
so
it been
I also
recorded?
Have a story.
Okay.
The story is the time Caleb decided to put the map of Kalos up on his wall. Let me get all comfy. Okay. So I'm in a rolly chair, right? I have a rolly chair that I sit in and do everything in.
Yes.
I decided, because I didn't want to go all the way out into my kitchen to get a sturdy chair to stand on my rolly chair to put up this poster. You already know where this is going.
Yeah, I can sense it or guess it.
I didn't even get the first pin in the wall.
Okay.
I literally got like maybe the tip of the, okay, they're thumbtacks.
Yeah.
Okay. I got maybe the tip of the tack in before
the tip of the tack
wheel or the wheels on the chair started turning, the seat rotated, and suddenly my foot was caught on the arm of the chair, and I went down on a pile of dirty dishes, which included forks and cups and bowls. And, I mean, like, okay, there wasn't really that many, and there was actually more popcorn bowls than anything, because they're not huge. So, my back kind of went into all of that. My arm went onto a fork. And right after all of that, a teacup landed on my head.
Teacup?
It fell off my
Why
desk and landed on my head. Okay. So, I got back up. I was like, okay. I knew the rolly chair was a bad idea, but I did it anyways. So I'm going to go out in the kitchen. I'm going to get me a sturdy chair. I'm going to come back in here and do this again.
Mm-hmm.
Got the first tack in. Got the second tack in. Come the third tack, which is like kind of far away. So I had to like lean in to get it. The chair slid out from under me.
Oh, Caleb.
And my big hulking TV that was just beneath me broke my face's fall.
Oh my gosh.
So I kind of ate a big chunk of my TV.
Ow.
Yeah.
Did you lose a few teeth?
No. All my teeth are still intact for
That's
what
good.
Remains of my teeth. Anyways, yeah, I got it in there, and like, for the first fall, I kind of just kind of sat there in this mess of popcorn kernels and torn up paper, and spilt tea on my head. I was just kind of like trying to just breathe it off, laugh it off. And then I was actually chipper because I forced myself to be in a good mood, you know. So after I got, after I took my second fall and literally face planned at my TV, I laughed. I was like, ow. That one hurt. I just kind of sat there for a minute just to catch my breath. Like, okay, that was impactful. Yeah, but then I climbed back up on the chair and I got the other two pins in. And God, dude.
I love how you didn't even learn from the first time. You just ended up falling again.
Well, the second time, you know, I'm on a sturdy chair, you know, it's not going to fall over. And it fell over anyways. So,
maybe you should have, I don't know, set up some scaffolding.
No, I was okay. I mean, like, the...
Sorry, I wasn't serious.
It really didn't even hurt. It just kind of, like, surprised me more or less.
Yeah, and you're like, I mean, why? I just want to hang this poster.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it doesn't help that it's close to my ceiling, and I have, like, you know, 10-foot ceilings.
Oh, no, that wouldn't help.
Yeah, so me being all of 6 feet, I needed sort of a bit of a leverage. But I got it up, and despite, like, I mean, you could probably come in my room and look at it and think, oh, the poster's crooked. That's not the case.
Oh, yeah?
The room is crooked.
Oh, that's random.
Yeah, it really bothers me how crooked this room is.
Someone failed at making a straight room.
Somebody made up failed at making a straight house. This entire house is wonk.
Gay?
I was saying wonky, but wonk came out.
Wonk. this entire house is wonk.
Catawampus. There you go. There's a word.
I love wonk. I'm going to say wonk from now on.
Dude, that's wonk.
That is so wonk. That's Can you even wonk. Hang a picture straight? It's wonk. Oh, that's so brilliant. Okay, all right. All right. So do we have anything else to talk about then?
I created an art gallery.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty
that was
awesome.
That's fun. Yeah. Ooh. It has links.
Yeah, it's picky. You put up links to pictures. Instead of actually putting the pictures, you put spoilers, you click on the spoilers, and then you see links, and you're like, dude, the spoilers are to have the pictures inside. Why do you put a link? Then it's annoying. Well, then we have to click and go somewhere else, and it takes, like, an extra 2 seconds. That's 2 seconds out of my day,
is
dude.
Literally why I did it.
Really? Just to annoy people?
No.
Or just to annoy me?
No.
Why then?
No. Anyway.
Why then?
I did it so that people would be visiting my DeviantArt page as well.
I thought so. You could always include a link to your DeviantArt page.
Well, nobody's going to click on something that says Zayaku X DeviantArt. Somebody's going to click on a link that says Mega Absol. Somebody's going to click on a link that says The Might of X. You know, it's...
Do you know what? I purposely didn't click on them because they weren't pictures and they were links and I had to take the extra time to click on them and go to an external site.
Anyways, yeah, but there are sprite art and banners and stuff, you know.
I recall seeing those sprites many years ago, actually.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're all pretty old. I don't do sprite art anymore. It's not my thing.
I think you probably would be good at it if you tried again.
I am good at it. I just don't do it anymore.
I'm so good, but I'm going to keep my talent for other things. So it's not for people. That's what you're saying.
I mean, it's a preference if you want to do...
Yeah, of course, you know. Yeah.
With that, I think that'll wrap up another week of podcast goodness.
Indeed. Okay.
And as always, PXR...
Keep an open ear.
Keep an open mind.
And we'll see you next time.
Pika, 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 pika,
shut up!